with Mark and John.
Feels like it's been a year since we were here last.
Oh, gosh.
Seriously feel like I haven't seen you in a long time.
At what point does Happy New Year become annoying?
Like
January 8th,
second.
I think.
January
2nd?
Yeah.
I'm willing to extend it to the 8th because I still get Happy New Year MySpace messages.
People will say Happy New Year to you because it's the first time they saw you since whatever, that ball dropped in New York, and then we watch it 3 hours later and we get excited about it when it already happened in New York and we're seeing
it. Does that work
delay?
If you don't see someone for like 11 and a half months and then you run into them like at Thanksgiving, can you say Happy New Year?
I see people up to like 3 months. They just can't let it go. It drives me crazy. It's like, if I saw you on the day, great, Happy New Year. Otherwise, we're moving on.
Well, Happy New Year anyway. I hope you had a nice one.
It was quiet. I saw Inland Empire, the new David Lynch movie.
Oh, yeah?
And after I saw it, I talked to friends of mine on the phone who had already seen it, and I go, it's a 3 hour long movie. And I like David Lynch movies. It feels like 3 hours long about 20 minutes in.
Like most David Lynch movies.
And I go, I think I need to see it again. And my friend goes, why would you want to do that?
David Lynch movies, you got to watch them backwards to really understand them, I think.
This movie made Mulholland Drive look like a kiddie movie, like a rated G movie.
Why do you sound so much
awesomer?
More awesomer than me on the...
I do sound more bass.
Something... I actually have your bass turned down. I think it's this crappy mic. Well, anyway. Whoa, hey. Hey, now.
Switch mics?
No, it's fine. I'm just checking the recording levels. Yeah, right. We're having technical difficulties at Kill Radio, if you can imagine such a thing.
It seems to happen every 2 to 3 months.
Yes.
There's something that trips you up, and you got to try to work around it or work with it.
I just know one day I'm going to come in here to do Is Good or something, and I'll be broken. I'll be the thing that doesn't work. I'll go, hello, you're listening to your Birchin Shimba, and I'll just crash.
Urshnik.
We have lots of music to play today, a lot, because
we missed the last
2 weeks due to the Christian holiday known as New Year
and
the calendar event that we call Christmas. Merry Christmas, by the way.
Are you telling me the one that's coming up or the one that just passed? This is the one that's
coming up.
As a non-Christian but secular guy, non-Jew, what bugs me is when I see Christmas decorations up now or up until February.
Yeah, there's a lot still up in my neighborhood.
Of course.
It doesn't bother me the leaving them up because I'm a big fan of, you know, doing things when you get around to it. I get more bothered by people who put them up around Halloween, you know, where it's just like, dude, I know Christmas is coming. I saw it on TV. Like, enough. You know,
my
like,
neighborhood, because
patience.
It's a very much a Mexican-American, Mexican neighborhood. They really go for, like, they even do an altar to the Virgin of Guadalupe on the anniversary of her appearance, which this past year it was her 475th anniversary of appearing back in the 1500s, I guess.
On a grilled cheese sandwich, if I recall.
No, this is where she actually appeared towards some
kid. Oh, it's a different story.
Kid, yeah.
Sorry, Adam.
Subsequently, she's having more fun with her appearances. So she was very much non-fun in the beginning. But also in my neighborhood, what they do is many houses put out the Mary and Joseph nativity scene, but they don't put out the baby Jesus until Christmas Day.
Because it's cold.
Baby wasn't born yet, allegedly.
Oh.
And then they don't put out the wise men. Am I coming in really hot? I look really hot. I mean, I look really hot, and I look
like...
We like ourselves,
don't we?
Yes.
There's really no way to know.
And then they don't put out the three kings, until the 6th of January. That was the day that they showed up.
The three kings are not the same as the three wise men?
Same thing.
They are the same thing.
Yeah. They, even though you see them in nativity scenes from the beginning, really, they didn't show up till January 6th.
Oh.
I don't know if they got lost or they heard and it took them a while to get there, but... But in my neighborhood, I still see this
probably
one neighborhood.
For the bus.
This one neighborhood, they still have the Mary and Joseph sitting there. No baby showed up yet. I'm like, okay, either take them home or put the baby out.
Wow.
So it's a little.
I know
more,
one family that's converting to something.
To solar.
Because they got let down, you know. Because they were waiting for the Messiah and never showed. Okay, let's get to work.
Yeah.
I have so much music to play. This is actually a new act by an artist that we have played in the past. Do you remember Space Kitty? It was one of the first artists that we played. This is Jilly Dart's new act. It's called Urban Electro... what the hell is it called? It is called Urban Electronic Music. UEM, that's what it is. And I'm going to play a track from that called Rajili. And hopefully it will work if things are working today at Kill Radio. Well, I probably should have tested these levels beforehand. But hey, it's all about doing it live. All right, here we go. You're listening to Here on KillRadio.org. This is Urban Electronic Music.
Meow.
Nice.
That was called that's Urban Electronic Music. Actually, let me be a little more specific about that. That was a live recording that was done at Nova Express, which is that totally, if you've never been there, it's this totally trippy sci-fi themed cafe on Fairfax. And this is William C. Harrington is doing improvised electronic music and with guest Jilly from Space Kitty. And you can check out more information on the project that they're working on at urbanelectronicmusic.com or myspace.com/urbanelectronicmusic. And just a little blurb here. She sent us some stuff, some quotes from some people that they had sent the CD to. For example, the CD is fantastic. From Lighthouse Promotions. The recording is wonderful. Hope to hear from Urban Electronic Music again soon. From things like that from various radio stations. So that's awesome. And we're going to keep the CD, put it in the library. I think I'll be playing some of this some more. And I bet some of this would probably be good for Close Your Eyes as well.
Yeah, thank you.
So thank you, Jilly from Space Kitty, for sending us some more music. You're listening to Here on KillRadio.org. It is
what kind of show is this, John?
Show. It is the clearinghouse for all music that gets sent to Kill Radio. And you send it, and we play it. That's pretty much it. myspace.com/HEAR_HERE.
Mm-hmm.
Hear, hear. On killradio.org.
So do you know what the temperature is?
We played a lot of music. I was just thinking, we started in March. We've played a lot of music since then.
Yes, we have.
We got a lot of submissions. So keep them coming. What about the temperature?
It's really hot today.
It is warm outside.
I'm kind of overdressed.
Magically cold in my apartment. I don't know how it works that way.
Oh, no.
Do you
want
to answer
that?
Phone is ringing. Oh, my God. Maybe, why don't you go to music? Why don't you play something?
We're going to go to a band called the Auto Dropouts out of Stockholm, Sweden. I'm sure it's not as warm there as it is here.
Oh, John. John Hirschfield?
Yeah. What the?
Hey, Hassan.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, is the non-streamer working?
No, it's not. I'm not.
Why is he coming through?
Okay.
it's still not working.
Okay, I guess it probably won't be up until tomorrow.
I guess not.
Okay, thanks a lot, John.
No problem.
How did that happen?
I don't know, because the phone is not...
Oh, God.
The phone is not plugged in. This is some...
Someone rewired the board.
Someone rewired it, but, I mean, you just this is the phone cord. You saw me pull it out in the middle of that conversation. It had no effect on anything.
Well, let's go to music and then...
Serious shit. I'm going to have to look into that. Yeah, let's go to music.
What I love about our show is the professionalism.
Yes, yes.
And the opportunities for professionalism.
And the lack of vulgarity. Fuck.
Damn it.
I can't fix this.
All right, so this is a band, Stockholm, Sweden, called the Auto Dropouts. We're going to hear two songs from them. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/theautodropouts. Here's a song called Myrna Minkoff. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Drawn into the light, our wings won't guide us, looking sex straight into the fire. Thank you. just had a crush. That's a question with an answer for real. But I can't even tell her. The truth is I don't care. There are just too many reasons, my dear. She whispers so softly to me. There's nothing here to see. Go lay down beside me. It's over and I have nothing to fear. So I lay down beside me. It's over. Seems so tragic now, almost fun.
Almost
I tried so hard to push you away. I was searching for a reason for one of us to leave. Well, that's a sad little ghost of my life. She whispers so softly to me.
That was abrupt.
Here, here. Oh, God, I am so loud.
Yes, you are.
I know. That was It's Over. Again, the auto dropouts out of Stockholm, Sweden. Oh. You know how I like to start out really nice and soft and sweet, and that's what this was all about. That's why I picked them to start off, at least my
set.
That's
cool.
Yeah, they were very good. Again, their MySpace page is myspace.com/theautodropouts, Stockholm, Sweden. I'm sure it's about in the 70s there as well right now.
That's another amazing thing about this show, if I could pat ourselves on the back for a moment.
We haven't for 2 or 3 weeks, so please, I think we're overdue.
We get a lot of music from all over the world. I mean, just sort of drink that in for a second. I mean, we're this internet radio station.
Then stop. Let me have a drink.
Oh, okay. It's good. Feels good.
Feels good.
We get music from Sweden, from Scotland.
We get music from outside California.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean,
outside California is far away. So,
yeah, this crazy state. God.
So good on us.
Yes.
As the Tasmanians would say.
Can I just say something really stupid?
No way.
Again?
No, I won't.
If I'm going to preface it with I'm going to say something really stupid, it must be. No, I think it's pretty impressive that, you know, here's a band out of Stockholm, Sweden. They sing in English, as do a lot of bands from other countries, and they sound great. You know, it's not what, you know, it's like, God forbid, if I had to sing, you know, try to be big in Sweden, sing a song in Swedish, I would be horrible.
That's true. That's true.
So I find that impressive, especially with, you know, me speaking a foreign language. You kind of speak a foreign language. So you speak Portuguese, right? More or less?
I do.
Yeah.
More or less these days.
But we're a minority in that sense. Is
I certainly wouldn't dare sing in Portuguese.
Mm.
Or Swedish, for that matter. You're listening to Hear Here on KillRadio.org. If you didn't already know that, maybe you just woke up and you don't know where you are.
Who turned on my computer? And
exactly.
Why is it on Kill Radio?
Speaking of being drunk, have you noticed that being drunk feels good, but not being drunk also feels good, but only after a week of not being drunk? Like, the first several days of not being drunk doesn't feel so good. But after you pass that sort of week, then you start to feel
there is a
kind of buzz that you get from not being drunk all the time.
Right.
I'm discovering that now.
For the first time in your life.
Well, since between New Year's and my birthday, I thought, you know what? Maybe I should give the liver a rest and, you know, get myself back into shape and all that. Support
good
Shannon and her endeavor to, you know.
Good idea.
Make that wedding dress look as good as it possibly can, you know. Like, that's cool. But yeah. So it's been a week and I'm looking forward
great.
To my birthday. But I feel fantastic.
You look fantastic.
I look fantastic. I sound like a total alcoholic right now, and I'm really not. But you know, at the end of the year,
when you have to say you're really not.
No. But you know how it. Well,
you didn't just say I'm not. You said I'm really not.
Well, you know how it's funny because I discovered towards the end of this year that I was talking about it a lot and saying things like, I don't really drink that much, but you know, the holidays. It's like, well, it's just that, you know, after Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's and the last 7 days, Anyway, it's interesting. The last, like, and this happens every year. The last quarter of the year is, like, really hard for me to take anything seriously. And there's a lot of, like, I wonder if this will be an anxiolytic, you know? And then the new year comes around and it's like, oh, a fresh start. Because I am very excited about 07. I think a lot of good things are going to happen for his good music, for Here, for Kill Radio.
Yep.
Well, if Kill Radio stays afloat, that is, like, a good thing.
That's amazing. For you and the missus to be?
Yeah, I'm going to be.
That's happening this year, right?
In May 5th. Very excited about that.
May 5th in Texas. Yeah. Oof.
And you know, I'm going to be 30 next Monday. A week from today.
30's rule.
The next show.
God, I'm almost 10 years older than you.
I'm actually going to be in my 30s with one of my closest friend who's always been much, much older than me, cuz I guess he'll be 39 at that point.
Oh.
Which is very interesting. Speaking of keeping Kill Radio afloat,
Please.
We should mention that there's going to be a kick-ass benefit for Kill Radio at the Echo not this Thursday, but the Thursday afterwards, January 18th. And it's a $5 cover. Most benefits charge you like $20. This has 5 bands, so you're paying $1 a band, which is insane. And the Echo is such a cool place, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, and later today, after Here, we're going to have a bunch of these bands come in. We're going to play their music. They're going to talk and do some acoustic stuff. It's going to be very exciting. The Transmissions, Death to Anders, One Trick Pony, Anchors for Architects, Die Rockers Die, they're all going to play for us. And then whatever the Echo lets them take home, they're going to let us take home and buy some new equipment, for example, or pay the rent, or who knows.
Yeah.
So
I'd say buy some new equipment.
Yeah. So check out, go to myspace.com/kill_radio. That's the unofficial and only Kill Radio MySpace, and you can see the flyer for the show, which is kick-ass. It was designed
flyer.
By Starsky Suave, who's one of our DJs.
Mm-hmm.
All right, back to music. This is a band called I Am the Arm, not to be confused with another band called I Am the Arm that I MySpaced the other day, also from the Pacific Northwest. Anyway, these guys are from Oregon. They're called I Am the Arm. You can go to IamTheArm.com. Find out what they're all about after you listen to this on Here, KillRadio.org.
We'll be right back.
And we're back.
On Hear Hear on killradio.org. That was a band called I Am The Arm, and you can go to iamthearm.com to find out more information on them. The name of their CD is Glory Hound.
What's the name of that track?
Name of that track is Square Wheel Rollin'.
That track was a journey.
It was a journey. It was like several different songs at once.
Well, it sounded that way. It really wasn't.
I feel like a new man.
Finally.
Hey, we adopted a kitten.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us.
It's a small mammal, much like a dog.
No. In terms of a cat, what does it look like?
I don't know what kind of cat. It's a mix.
I didn't ask that. I said, what color is it?
It's the
perhaps?
Kind. The
short hair, long hair?
Wears a tuxedo. Black, but with a white front.
Where's a tuxedo?
He's got kind of a fugly nose.
Is it a boy?
It's a boy. He's got
What's his name? Big
round green eyes. His name is Dutch. I named him after the character Dutch on The Shield. If anybody watches The Shield, you'll see the irony in that, because at one point, Dutch is the detective, the sort of nebbishy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And there's I think in season 3, he actually strangles a cat to see what it's like to kill someone. But that's not why we named him Dutch.
I think I remember that episode.
But he's an adorable little thing, but he has a cold. And I have to keep him away from Lenny, who's about 7 times his size.
Is that another cat?
Lenny is our other cat, yeah.
How old's Lenny?
Lenny's like 8 or 9. I'm not sure. They're both adopted from the Humane Society, so you're never sure exactly how old they are.
Right.
But that seems about right.
How's Lenny with Dutch?
Well, they haven't really met. I can't really put them together
because
I have to keep Dutch in the bathroom for the next week until he gets over his cold. Otherwise, he's just going to get Lenny sick. They made me promise. They made me sign a form. I'm not even kidding you. They made me sign a form at the Humane Society saying that I wouldn't let them contact. But I don't think it's going to last more than another day. I can't stand it. Because now Lenny knows there's a cat in the bathroom, so he just stands outside the bathroom all night meowing. and Dutch just responds.
And you're trying to make love to your woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, congratulations.
And I'm like, meow, was that you? No. It's really weird. So, yeah. So that's
great.
A little piece of information for you and our international listeners.
We are firm supporters of the Unseen Secret Society of Cats.
Didn't you adopt a new boyfriend recently?
No.
No?
No, I'm working on it.
Oh, all right. That's something.
It's all in the working out stage, so I'm not saying anything.
Oh, okay. So we can't talk about it in public yet.
No.
I see.
Especially if they're listening.
Okay, fine. Well, I guess we'll just play some music then.
Hey, good idea. This is a band called Bite, B-I-T-E. We've played them before. They're at Elmwood Park, New Jersey, myspace.com/Bite. Bite's actually an acronym. At least it's spelled it that way. I don't know what it's an acronym for. I think maybe we should figure that out.
Boy, is that entertaining.
Damn, you're good. Boy.
I just learned how to read.
All right. This song called Dream. You are listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Yeah.
Doing Elmwood, New Jersey Proud, Bite. That was Hello. Again, before that, we heard Dream. MySpace.com/Bite. I just can't have to say Bite. Like,
yeah,
Bite.
It's good. It's got a nice punch to it.
Yes.
You're listening to Here on KillRadio.org.
That's right.
MySpace.com/Here_Here. And we have loads of music for you to play, because that's what we do. People send us music, and we play it.
We have loads of music for them to hear.
For us to play for them to hear.
Yes.
Yeah, I went to Orlando for New Year's.
Oh, yeah. You got kidnapped by...
by crazy, gay, eccentric millionaire acquaintance of mine who was like, hey, would you and your girl like to come out to Orlando? I do this thing at Epcot Center. Turned out to be true.
What was true?
Everything. We flew out there. The first night was actually even cooler than
New
Year's.
How was your first official homosexual experience?
I'll tell you about that in a bit. So we went to... he took a hit. It was, you know, it was Shannon and I, mm-hmm. and my friend, and his roommate, and his boyfriend, and sort of a group of his friends. So it was sort of like a, it was like me and Shannon and like a gay army. like it was really, it was interesting. It was interesting. And but he took us out to one of Emerald's restaurants, Chop Chop, which was amazing. And we had this like 8-course meal or something. You know, the servings are really small, but by the end of the night, you've had so much food, you're going to explode.
Yeah.
That was incredible. The coolest thing, they do this thing where I guess it's really important for all the food to land on the table at the right moment.
Yeah.
You know, like, because you know how it's like considered bad restaurant manners to bring someone's food before someone else's food?
Right.
So they have like the entire wait staff come up to the table and like hold it over your head, and then you see them all look at each other. And, like, count 1, 2, 3, and then they place it at the exact moment.
That's great.
That was almost as good as the food, which was very good. And mm-hmm. then the next day we went to Epcot, and I'd never been there. And fireworks. We had, like, the best view of the fireworks. It was incredible. My ears are still ringing, though, because at the end it's, like, every firework they have, they just make them all explode.
Anything left over from previous shows? Because it was...
And, again, it was me and Shannon and about, like 10... you know, career homosexuals.
They weren't practicing. They were professional.
Yeah. And it was a lovely time. It really was. It was an odd New Year. But it was weird because we weren't around any of our friends, really.
Right.
It was just, you know, people we kind of knew, and everybody was very nice.
Right.
But when we got back, we actually had to go to the next day to the steak pub down the street.
Of course.
And really celebrate.
Kind of decompress.
Yeah, and sort of do a local version.
Right.
So that's that. I just wanted to share my New Year's story.
Thank you. That's great.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't have shared it, but it was just so darn gay.
And you thought I'd be a wonderful fan of that.
I thought you'd have some insight into it.
You didn't sound like anything really gay happened.
Mm.
Even in terms of like fashion. Going to Epcot's
kind of gay. This phone keeps ringing. I'm picking it up.
I think you're rewarding. Rewarding bad behavior when you pick it up after they ring incessantly.
I guess so. I just don't understand why anybody would call while we're actually on the air. Like, if we're playing music, that makes sense.
Right.
But
they're not listening.
Happens during is good all the
time. Happens during Close Your Eyes, and I'm doing a meditation.
When is Close Your Eyes?
Gee whiz, it's Friday.
Yeah.
From 12 to 2. It's Fridays from 12 to 2.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, it ends with a meditation. Let's talk about spirituality. I'm sharing from this book called Spiritual Economics, which is about prosperity and abundance and wealth, but more than just in the material money sense.
Yes, I'm sure if I read that, I'd find myself broke in more ways than one. Oh, here's another way I don't have any currency.
Here's another way you shoot yourself in the foot. So that's on
cool.
Fridays. I've been doing that show for a while now.
You have?
Yes.
You've been doing your show longer than I've been doing my show. You've been doing your show for several years.
Over 2 years now, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, it's
and
good.
Gosh, I love Kill Radio.
Months. Of course you do.
Of course
otherwise,
I do. Here I am.
You would have left a long time ago.
Yeah.
So, awesome.
Well, why don't you just mention your show real quick and let's go to music.
Yes, real quick. Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, I do a show called Is Good. And it is a show where I DJ for an hour and then I have a guest come on, either an artist, musician, or band, and they perform live. And I've done had a different guest every week since August of 2005 with some celebrity guests and just all amazing musicians. And I'm actually in the process of networking them all into a website that I'm building called isgoodmusic.com, which is also coinciding with several events that I'm going to be putting on in the near future. So drop by isgoodmusic.com or myspace.com/thisisgood to get all the information on that. All right, enough about us. This show is about you.
Yeah, it's about music.
I'm going to play two bands here, and I'll start with this one. This is a band called Junkman's Choir. Comes to us all the way from, would you believe,
what?
Scotland.
No.
Yes. And this may not be funny to you because maybe it's the first time you tuned in, but we've played a lot of music from Scotland.
Yeah, October was the official...
the Scottish invasion.
The Scottish invasion month was October.
And it just must be maybe talent like grows out of the soil or something to
obviously,
do with the weather.
They have
I have no
awesome
idea.
Awesome music scene there.
A lot of music. And so I'm going to play a track called The Spike, and this features Jem Finer of the Pogues. That's interesting. So check it out. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org, and this is called Junkman. This is Junkman's Choir.
Have
your heart in your
back on here on killradio.org. And that was an artist named Greg Thuman. And you can check him out at myspace.com/Greg Thuman and Primal Static. It comes to us from Baltimore, Maryland. And before that, again, we were listening to Junkman's Choir. Their CD is called Steel Line and Chant. And you can go to their MySpace. That's myspace.com/TheJunkmansChoir. And they're from, we're wondering what actual town they're from. It's a town called Kilmarnock.
Well, because of the show, we've become somewhat, we've toured, if you will. We've taken a musical journey to Scotland. Makes me totally want to go now.
You'll see. You'll see. One day, here will be this like show that everyone knows about, like the big submission show. You know, be like Jonesy's Jukebox would be like the little mini version of what we're doing. Mm-hmm. We'll have this like big thing with billboards everywhere, and we'll be an international thing. And we'll be invited to Scotland. And someone will pay for our tickets.
Yes.
And we'll just sort of wander around Scotland. People will hand us CDs. And I'll go, I know you. I know you. Who are you? I know you.
And then ironically, we'll get drunk off our asses and unceremoniously kicked out of the country.
Yes.
And asked to never return.
Probably because one of us will do something stupid like imitate an accent or something, you know, get our asses kicked.
Or explain through action what a Roman shower is.
Or someone like you will say, Scotland, that's England, right?
You always say that. I never say that. No.
So anyway, that was Junkman's Choir, followed by Greg Thuman. All right, we got a lot more music to get to. So I don't know why you guys let me talk like this. You should be...
You're talented. It's fun to hear you talk.
They can't instant message us, that's why. They're probably on the instant messenger saying, John, shut the hell up.
Please.
It's a new year. Play some music.
Why can't they instant message us, John? We should just explain
that.
There's
something wrong with our computer. Because we're...
I think the motherboard died.
Yeah.
That's my prognosis.
Well, I'm grieving for the motherboard. Yes. I am.
Speaking of motherboards, this is a band real close to home called Project K, and they have nothing to do with motherboards, but I just thought I'd just...
It was a brilliant segue.
I just want to see where you go.
No, it's good.
Project K is out of Echo Park, so maybe they know where the Echo is. So, Project K, we have two songs from them. This one's called Little Things. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/ProjectKLA. And that's Project and then the letter K and then L and then A. It's kind of like Project,
for that
letter K, letter LA.
There,
and this today's show is brought to you by the number 3 and the letter Y and cooperation. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
He's lying.
Welcome back
to KillRadio's
.org.
Here.
That was Just One Kiss, Project K out of Echo Park, which is a, what would you call it? Is it a neighborhood of L.A., a district of L.A.? Neighborhood of L.A.
It's an occupied territory.
It's an occupied territory where they're actually occupying us. They're a sovereign nation.
Yes.
And they're about to build a casino. They're filling in the lake that actually makes Echo Park lake, the park. There's a lake that they're filling it in to put a casino in.
Exactly. And the joke's on them because we just gave them a bunch of
tainted blankets
covered with smallpox. Nothing like a little oppression humor for you on a Monday afternoon.
Nothing like reminiscing about Andrew Jackson, our president on the $20 bill,
yeah,
who purposefully, you know, smallpoxed many.
I don't think I've ever heard smallpox used as a verb. I think that's a first.
Welcome to the 21st century, John. God, much happens.
Wish I had a $20 bill. By the way, people should know how to submit to this show, because I think it's relevant to the fact that it's a submission show.
Oh, my God.
If you go to...
You're right, John. You're right.
If you go to myspace.com/HEAR_HERE, you can get all the information there. But if going to places and reading things is not your thing, we'll tell you. You can send a CD to the station, Kill Radio, attention, here, here, 3806 Beverly Boulevard, room 201, or suite 201, because I think of this really as a suite.
Well, this is the... There's many offices after inside
Cardboard
201.
Cardboard box 201, Los Angeles, California, 90004. And I will receive the CD, and I will open it, and I will play it. And then I will put it in the very brand spanking new Hear Hear library,
yep,
which is going to be the organized library for all the music that we've had submitted to us since March. And all the other Kill Radio DJs, of which there are about 40, will be able to look at it and go, wonder if that's any good, and they'll maybe play it on their shows as well. But you know, that's not free. You got to put it in an envelope. You got to mail it. So that's a downside. So you could do this whole thing digitally if you so choose, and send MP3s to Mark via
A website that I like to use called YouSendIt.com. That's YouSendIt.com. It's kind of like you upload the track to their server. You use my email address as the recipient. My email address is mark, M-A-R-C, at killradio.org. Again, that's mark, M-A-R-C, at killradio.org. I get an email saying, hey, you got a submission. I go, hey, awesome.
Can so I tell you, we got a comment on our MySpace page that said, how do I send MP3s to Mark? And they spelled your name wrong, which I thought was funny. But second, it's like information on how to send MP3s to Mark
is on our
right on that page, right there. So go for
there, it. There's about 10 to 20% of people who seem to be lazy about doing stuff.
But they went all the way to the page and left
the comment.
They
said a comment, right.
And they knew that you get the MP3s. But maybe they heard the show. Maybe they're listening now. Maybe
but they obviously went to our MySpace page.
Yeah.
And overlooked all that. They think maybe there's information on the MySpace page. Anyway, myspace.com/here_here. You'll find all this information. The great thing about sending it through YouSendIt.com, it doesn't fill up your outbox with these MP3s. It doesn't fill in my inbox. We use an intermediary. And then also, please send, please include the information that that we want included with the MP3 submission, like where you're from, MySpace page or web page address. Also, the name of your band and pronunciation and the name of the track. It sounds redundant, but sometimes I get tracks with no names. I also only accept MP3s, sorry to say. No Windows media files or anything like that. But please send it. We'd love to play it.
Yeah. And for my sake, if you're sending a CD, please also include your MySpace address or an email address so I can tell you when you're going to get played, because who wouldn't want to know that?
Yeah, non-MySpace page email address is great, because we want to, number one, tell you when you're going to be played, and also we want to be able to, with your MySpace address or your web address, be able to point our listeners in your direction if they like what they hear.
All right.
Have you bored them enough?
Yes, I'm bored, so let's play some music. Here you go. I'm going to play two bands now. They both came in the same envelope, but they're two totally different bands.
Wow.
The envelope's from Manhattan Beach. That's all the information I have. Shillelagh Brothers, followed by Big Mess. So here's the Shillelagh Brothers, if I'm pronouncing it right.
Here, here.
And then we'll hear Big Mess. Here, here. Here. Killradio.org.
And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. Well, I spent all my tin on the lassies drinking gin. Far across the western ocean I must wander. Oh, where are me boots, me noggy, noggy boots? They're all gone for beer and tobacco. For the heels they are worn out, and the toes are kicked about, and the soles are looking out for better weather. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. Well, I spent all my
tin on the lassie's drinking gin. Far across the western ocean, the husbands wander. Oh, where is my shirt? Me noggy, noggy shirt. It's all gone for beer and tobacco. Well, the collar is a worn and the sleeves are ripped and torn. And the tail is looking out for better weather. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. Well, I spent all my tin on the lassie's drinking gin. Far across the western ocean, I must wander. I'm sick in the head, I haven't gone to bed since I came ashore with my plunder. Well, I spent all my dough on the lassies, don't you know. Far across the western ocean, I must wander. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. I spent all my tin on the lassies drinking gin. Far across the western ocean, I must wander. And it's all for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. It's all for me beer and tobacco. Well, I've spent all my tin on the lassie's drinking gin. Far across the western ocean, I must wander. Across the western ocean, I must wander. Far across the western ocean, I must wander.
Chairman of the board. I'm a lengthy monologue. I'm living like a dog. I'm bored. I bore myself to sleep at night. I bore myself in the broad daylight, 'cause I'm bored. Just another slimy bore. I'm free to bore my robot friends and spend my cash until the end, 'cause I'm bored. I'm bored. I'm the chairman of the board. Of all my kicks, I'm sick of all the stiffs, I'm sick of all the dips. I'm bored. I bore myself to sleep at night. I bore myself in the broad daylight, 'cause I'm bored. I'm bored. Just another dirty boy. Of all the dips, I'm sick. I'm sick when I go to sleep at night, and I'm still sick in the broad daylight, 'cause I'm bored. I'm bored. I'm the chairman of the
Here on killradio.org. And that was an act called Big Mess, and you can check them out myspace.com/bigmess1. And before that, we were listening to the Shillelagh Brothers with a lovely drinking song, myspace.com/shillelaghbrothers. You're listening to Here on killradio.org, and the situation we're in now is I need to switch out the CD or we're going to lose the recording, because we're not being able to record to the computer right now because we're Kill Radio. And we're having we're the only internet station in the world Where computers are not our strong point. And that's okay.
In fact, where I'm doing my show off my own computer.
You are. You yes. actually are. And that's okay. That's okay. Because we're having this big benefit on the 18th at the Echo. And that's going to solve all our problems.
Where's the Echo, John?
If you go. The Echo is 1822 West Sunset Boulevard. And five bands from the Central Second Collective. You can learn about all five of those bands just by going to myspace.com/thecentralsecond.
Five bands? I would think the cover charge would be like, what, $30? That's $6 a band, right?
Or $100 even, you know? I mean, these are good bands, and it's the Echo.
What's the cover charge?
$5.
What?
$5.
What?
I think I peaked on that one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so $5. So please come to the killradio.org. Central Second Collective fundraiser so that we can fix this blooming computer. Thank you, Shillelagh Brothers and Big Mess, for submitting your music to hear here.
Yeah.
So Mark, talk about something and I'm gonna
I got transition music.
Oh, transition music.